that were three kings into the east, three kings both great and high. And they sworn a solemn oath, John Barleycorn should die. They took a plough and ploughed him down, put clods upon his heath. And they sworn a solemn oath, John Barleycorn was dead. With a cheerful spring came kindly on, and showers began to fall. John Barleycorn got up again and sore surprised them all. The sultry suns of summer came and he grew thick and strong. His feet wheel on with pointed spears that no one should see him. The sober autumn entered mild, and he grew wan and pale. And his bending joints and drooping heath showed he began to fail. His colour sickened mair and mair, he faded into age. His enemies, well, they began to show their deadly rage. They've taken a weapon long and sharp and cut him by the knee. Then tied him fast upon a cart like a rogue for forgery. They laid him down upon his back and cudgelled him full sair. They hung him up before the stone and turned him o'er and o'er. Well, they wasted o'er a scorching flame the marrow of his veins. But a miller used him worst of all, for he crushed him between twa stains. And they drained his very heart's blood and drank it run and run. And still and mair they drank their joy in mair. Barleycorn was a hero bold, a noble enterprise. For if ye deep it taste his blood, 'twill make your courage rise. 'Twill make a man forget his woe, 'twill heighten up his joy. 'Twill make the widow's heart to sing, so the tear were in her eyes.